Reds by Thomas Rowan. It was much taller than me and always wore a white t-shirt, as white and brilliant as snow. It made him shine bright like a torch. It made his dark skin glisten like coal. They laughed and pointed at him every single day. He cried quietly like a mouse, sniffing silently in the corners. No one ever helped him. No one ever heard his voice. They said, "Shh, don't complain." They said, "Shh, get used to it." When I played with my toys, he would stand staring like a hawk. I would say, "You can play too." And he would smile excitedly and ever so gratefully. He made me laugh with his jokes. He brought magic in our play. We laughed so hard one warm sunny day that we both got hiccups and jumped like frogs much of that day. Then the awful day came. He was surrounded by everyone. They pointed and laughed like every day, but today they punched and poked. Today they hit and punched. He screamed and he cried. He begged them, "Please, no." But they laughed harder and louder. And then they hit him more and more. "Stop!" I screamed, the words spilling out without me knowing. My legs began to run to him. I helped him up and stood by his side, staring into a million angry faces I ugly personified. "Don't touch him," someone shouted. "He's dirty," said another. "You'll have to have a bath now," said one. "He's ugly," said the last. "Stop," I screamed. "He's my friend," said my voice. "And it's you who are ugly. Your heart is ugly inside." I don't remember anything after that. I woke up on the cold floor. We were still holding hands, covered in ruby red blood. One was his and one was mine. Mine was white and his was black. Only it was the same ruby red. It was the same colour as mine.
Now, if I told you that that poem was written and performed by 7-year-old Portsmouth schoolboy Thomas Rowan, would you believe me? I cannot believe that. That is extraordinary. It's true, though. He wrote the poem reflecting on recent events such as the death of George Floyd, and originally wrote the poem for a competition, but now his work's been recognised by the Black Lives Matter UK Forum and can be read by the world. Well, Thomas and his mum, Rekha, join me on the line this afternoon. Hello to both of you.
Hi. Hello,
Thomas. Lovely to talk to you. Rekha, let me start with you then. How did Thomas come round to writing such a beautifully articulate poem?
You know, I think we were watching the news and he was very, very moved by the protest and the whole George Floyd sort of global movement. And when we heard about the 500 words competition, he sat down, he wrote it. I think he wrote it quite quickly. And when he gave it to me, I was shocked, absolutely shocked and moved. It was a very moving poem. Obviously, a lot of spelling mistakes because he was 7 at the time. And so we edited it and sent it across.
Now, unfortunately, in that competition, he didn't get past the first round, which I'm astonished by, apart from anything. But there's been a whole lot of recognition since, hasn't there?
There has. What we did, he didn't get beyond the first round, but the standards of that specific competition was extremely high. We then passed his poem over to his school, to St. John's College in Southsea, who then put it up very proudly on their Facebook and Twitter feeds, obviously on my own Twitter feed as well. And we were then contacted by Black Lives Matter UK, who were very moved by his poem and wanted it to be featured on their homepage.
Wow. What does it feel like for you as his mum then, with him being recognised by this global platform, this global movement?
I can't explain to you how proud we are of him, not only to be recognised by such an influential movement as Black Lives Matter, but for him to also be commended for the work that he's done. I can't explain how proud we are.
I bet you are. Can I have a quick word with Thomas then? Because, you know, we're talking about him. We want to talk to him as well. Thomas, afternoon. Hello, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. You've just had your poem on the radio. What was that like?
It was amazing.
Oh, I bet you can't wait to speak to your friends at school and tell them that. Tell me about them writing the poem. What was going through your head as you sat down and put pen to paper? Tell me what you were thinking. What did you want to try and get over in the poem?
So when I was little, I think I was in nursery. Lots of people were bullying some of my friends. And that idea came from there.
Okay, so you had some inspiration from when you were younger. Knowing now then that anybody in the world can read and see your poem, how does that make you feel?
I'm super proud. And my teachers are proud too.
I bet they are. I bet they're really, really. What are all your friends at school saying when all this happened? What did they kind of avoid you a bit because you were a bit of a celebrity at school?
They didn't avoid me. They were normal.
They were normal. That's good. That's really good. Put your mum back on. Let's have another chat with your mum. Just in terms of where we are at the moment in the midst of Black History Month, what does that mean to you?
I think it's really important. I mean, obviously, racism is a huge issue, especially this year. I think it's been highlighted. I think this just proves that sometimes we need to listen to our children's voices. Mm-hmm. I think our children often see the world from a purer heart than us adults do, which is a bit sad. But
yeah, I think you're absolutely right there, Eki. You really are. And what are your hopes now for Thomas for the future? Do you think he's going to go into writing and creative writing? Because that, I mean, the standard of what he's produced at 7 years old is extraordinary.
You know, education for him, I just want it to be fun, and that's the only way they're going to learn. I think the school pushes that quite intensely as well. So wherever he goes, but as long as he's enjoying it and having fun, that's all that matters.
Yeah, and if people do that are listening now, they want to go back and read the poem, where can they see it at the moment?
If you go onto the Black Lives Matter UK website, they will be featuring it on their homepage as a main feature for the next 14 days. I just want to also add onto that that my daughter, my elder daughter, Lily, she was carving pumpkins for the Black Lives Matter because she was equally moved by the whole protest. So Black Lives Matter UK, if you go on there, you will see Thomas's poem featured on their homepage, and you will see my daughter's art pumpkin featured on their homepage as their artwork for sort of Halloween. So I've got both children on Black Lives Matter UK,
wow.
Which is really special.
Oh, Rekha, that is amazing. I don't know what you're putting in their water, but it's clearly working. Thank you so much for your time. Good to talk to you, and you too, Thomas. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. BBC Radio Solent Travel.
Oh, told you. Told you it was cute.